New president, new FCC, new net neutrality rules? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Throughout the pandemic, we've covered how the internet is everything. This week, we're talking about the policy that affects the internet. One policy issue that has haunted every FCC commissioner in the past decade, and then some, is net neutrality. That's the idea that ISPs have to treat all content equally and can't slow down or charge more for certain kinds of content. Rules have ping-ponged between administrations. Obama's FCC put net neutrality rules in place in 2015. Trump's appointee repealed them in 2017. The new acting chairwoman of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel, supports net neutrality rules. I asked her if it's time for Congress to make something permanent.
You know, I think things are always sturdier when they're written into law. But I also think that when the FCC chose in 2015 to update its rules and make sure that net neutrality was in its policies, that decision was ultimately upheld in the courts. So I think that the agency can move here, too.
One of the big loopholes in net neutrality rules, even when they've been in place, has been wireless. And now we're sort of on the cusp, potentially, we've been on the cusp for a while of a big 5G rollout. Do you think that any future rules need to be sort of updated to include all the ways that we get broadband access, not just fixed?
Yeah, I mean, I think that technology is changing at a really fast clip. It's very exciting to see the speeds we might all be able to enjoy with 5G wireless. It's exciting to see what's happening with low Earth orbiting satellite systems. I think there are going to be many more technologies that can deliver us high-speed broadband in the not-too-distant future. And whenever we change our policies, we're going to have to take that into consideration.
In the years since the rules have been eliminated, has the FCC been able to measure a difference in how competition is occurring among companies? At least there's sort of this living lab.
Yeah, you know, one thing that has been happening is that Congress has expressed a lot of interest in this issue. There was a law passed in the House of Representatives to try to bring back net neutrality. It did not make its way through the Senate. But, you know, one result of Congress working on this issue is that most of our providers have been on their best behavior. I'm not sure that we have a real assessment of what's happened over the last few years, like you're describing, but I think interest in this issue is still high, and I still support net neutrality, no doubt about it.
Do you see a universe where the FCC takes a role in content moderation on the internet somewhat similar to what it does on television?
You know, I think for that to happen, Congress would have to really give us some new authority under the law. We are also at the agency following very closely Congress as it talks about online content, misinformation, disinformation, and Section 230. But there is little in the Communications Act right now that would give the FCC authority to act there today.
Do you think it would be appropriate? I mean, it is sort of weird now that it's this giant gap, right? The FCC has some content authority over television, but not the internet. Should there at least be some sort of uniformity?
You know, that's one way of looking at it. I'd also point out that a lot of the FCC's authority comes from its management of spectrum and broadcast airwaves, which is a scarce resource, and the distribution of those licenses is scarce. And so there's a longer and different legal history associated with our authority here than with the internet, where online sentiment is almost infinite. So those things are just legally different and they have different histories, but it would be up to Congress to give us some new authority in this area because we don't have it right now.
Jessica Rosenworcel is the acting chairwoman of the FCC. And now for some related links. Back to net neutrality for a moment. As it happens, the New York Attorney General's office announced yesterday that the ISPs, who have long opposed net neutrality regulation, paid digital marketing companies that posted millions of fake comments on the FCC's site supporting the repeal of net neutrality regulations back in 2017. And by the way, they did that under the real names of people who had no idea it was happening. At the time, actually, it was quite clear that many of the comments during that public comment period were fake. We actually asked then FCC Chairman Ajit Pai about it at the time, and he told us he was confident in the agency's ability to tell them apart. As it happens, the AG's office found that of the 22 million comments posted online, about 18 million were fake. 9 million came from this industry campaign. Another 9 million supported net neutrality rules. Almost 8 million of those comments in favor of the rules, by the way, were evidently submitted by a single 19-year-old. New York Attorney General Letitia James said a trade group called Broadband for America, which represents other trade groups as well as AT&T, Comcast, and Charter, spent more than $4 million hiring these digital marketing companies to mount a campaign for the repeal in order to give Pi, quote, cover to undo the rules. However, somewhat strangely, the Attorney General is levying more than $4 million in fines only on those third-party companies, not on the ISPs. Her office said it couldn't find direct evidence that Broadband for America knew that the marketing companies it had hired were just faking comments instead of generating real marketing campaigns. This, of course, despite the trade group regularly citing the number of comments in support of the repeal and all the reports at the time that the comments were super duper stinky fishy. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Marketplace Tech makes it easy for you to get smarter about how business, tech, and culture intersect. And right now, we're making it even easier to support the news you value and trust. When you donate just $5 a month right now, you're not only joining our community of Marketplace investors, you can also choose from an array of thank you gifts. Donate today at marketplace.org/givetech. And thanks for your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.